Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Johnny Harris joining us live from NRG Stadium. What's happening, Johnny?
What's going on, boys? Long time no talk.
Yeah, you doing good?
Yeah, man, hanging in there. It was fun at Fuddruckers yesterday. It was great listening to you guys over there at Fuddruckers, and obviously they're a big partner of ours for our Tuesday shows during the season when that place can get packed. So it was good. It's good. Just, you know, I know we'll talk about the draft today, but, man, we got to move on to, like, something other football stuff or I'm going to lose my mind, I think.
Don't worry. I think we've got a few topics for you. Johnny, let me ask you about this. And I know it feels like the NFL Top 100 is something that people make fun of a lot because it's very subjective. It's very player-based. JJ was just named number 84 on the list. But it is a projection. If you read the fine print, it's a projection of how these players think that their fellow players are going to do next season. And I don't think 84 for JJ Watt is like out of the realm considering what he's coming back from. When people go, he shouldn't make it. He didn't even play last year. Well, it's not about last year. But I'm curious, Johnny, how many more Texans do you think show up on the list and about where you think they're going to show up on this list?
You know, we got an email from the NFL Network saying, hey, you're going to have a Texan on tonight. And I was like, wow, 90 through 100. And they said, no, we're having two shows, so 81 through 100. And at that point, or 81 through 90 as well. And I thought, man, who could it be? And the only thing I came up with was, well, that's probably where JJ is, because I think Tyron will be on there. I think Clowney will be on there. I think Hopkins will be on there. I think Watson will be on there. And I know, the debate when you have injured guys on not or not, that was – you know, they talked about that during JJ's thing. Some guys are like, if you don't finish the season healthy, then you shouldn't be on the top 100. And that's the thing. These guys all fill it out, and they have their own thoughts on it. I mean, you got NFC guys that all fill it out, and they didn't even see some of the AFC guys. So there are some things inherently wrong with it. But then again, these are the guys they're going up against. And I love the show. It's my favorite show on television. I love seeing it. And, of course, you know, when you see Texans up there, it's kind of cool to see those highlights and hear Mark and Andre's calls over the highlights and things like that. So I love the show. But those are the guys that I think end up making it. And I hope it's sort of like, you know, Jacksonville next year, that there are 9-10 Texans on it. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars have either they're tied for the most or tied for the second most players on the list. Now, they've only unveiled one, but that joker's going to end up being pretty good. That's Yannick Ngakoue. Mm-hmm. That dude scares me. I see him in my nightmares. That is a bad dude. And it's really why Dante Fowler is not getting his fifth-year option exercise, because Yannick Ngakoue has outplayed him. And you're going to have to pay the number three pick in the money, the guy who was drafted third. You're going to pay him that money, or you're going to pay Ngakoue next year? Well, you probably would focus on Ngakoue. Fowler either stays. They want to keep him, but, man, Ngakoue is the dude. So they're going to have a bunch of guys. So hopefully the Texans will – have that kind of season going forward. And if they do, then obviously they'll get back to where they need to be, the AFC South champs.
Hey, Johnny, Sean and I think that Deshaun will be on that. We all think he's going to be in this top 100 list.
Yes.
Maybe a little lower than you guys. But just Deshaun Watson. Like when you think about Deshaun Watson, it's I sit there and I look at all the other quarterbacks in the league and I'm like, man, I don't know. I mean, he's in my top 10 as best quarterbacks in the league. And I know he's only had 6.5 games to show up, but what we saw was pretty impressive. Where would you put Deshaun? Like, how good do you think this kid is as a quarterback already in this league? When you rank him amongst the other quarterbacks in the league.
You know, Teddy, when I'm asked that question, and I know you guys get this question a lot, you know, how good is that guy? Especially when it turns to quarterbacks, I think about it this way. If I got one game to win, and my life is on the line, which quarterback do I want with the ball in his hands? And number four is pretty high up that list. The two number 12s, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, are high up on that list. I've always been a big fan of Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger. You know, your old guard guys, I guess, if you will. And those guys, you know, that's the thing. For the NFL, it is that much more important for Deshaun to hit and for Carson Wentz to be healthy and continue to be a hit and Dak Prescott to take his game back up to where it was as a rookie. Because Rivers, Roethlisberger, Brees, and Brady aren't going to be around for the next 3-4 years. Now, Ben Roethlisberger thinks he's going to play another 3-5, right, even though he was contemplating retirement. Nice one, Ben. But either way, these young guys have got to step up and be those players. And I think Deshaun is in that mix. I mean, obviously I'm biased. I see him every day. And so I've seen the things that he's been able to do. I see the calm and how poised he is. And I watched that game against New England just shocked. I mean, I knew New England was not good defensively, but just what he was able to do throughout that day and pulling the plays out that he did, that scramble and throwback to Griffin, and then a couple plays later, he back shoulders Griffin for the touchdown. I'm like, wow, this kid's at a different level. But I think, you know, in the NFL Top 100, what's going to be great, they're going to have a ton of sound bites about Deshaun because everybody was talking about him for that 6.5-game stretch. That was the most amazing thing to me. The entire league was talking about him. After games, players were running up to him, like shaking his hand. He could barely get off the field because everybody just wanted to talk to him. And he was willing because he's just that kind of guy. But I would absolutely put him in the top 10. Now, am I buying a stock low and selling it high? Maybe, I guess. But in 6.5 games, I gotta believe he's going to continue to do the things that he did. And I know we were asked at the combine by another team, well, do you think that he might just be another RG3? I think there are a couple of reasons why he's not RG3, and one of them is just the fact that he's not the smartest guy in the room sort of thing. He's going to listen to what everybody has to say, take it all into account, remain coachable, and he knows exactly how to get himself out of trouble, hopefully continuing going forward, and that he won't fall into the pitfalls that RG3 fell into there in Washington. Then it was a coaching change, and then it was a complete mess. Deshaun has always been coachable, and I think that's going to end up being one of the reasons why he becomes that top 5 quarterback in the NFL every single year.
Yeah, he's smart, but he doesn't think he's smarter than everyone else, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys have all met that person, you know, the smartest guy in the room. And if you don't know, just ask him. He'll tell you.
Exactly.
I'm right here. Just go ahead.
Yeah, guys, why are you talking about me?
Hey. Yeah, I mean seriously. I'm right here. In our radio room, it was very clear who the smart guy was.
The Ivy League guy.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know about that. But yeah, exactly. And I think that's what – I think one of the reasons that RG3 kind of fell into that trap was, you know, look, I know what's good for me. I know what's good for me. And you guys aren't doing it this way. And it created a lot of acrimony.
I'm sure. Listen, as far as weapons are concerned, and we've been talking about how excited we are to see if Kuti and Akins in particular can develop into productive weapons for Deshaun Watson. But there's already a couple of guys in place named DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller who fit that role. We all saw how ridiculously explosive the combination of Watson to Fuller was in a short period of time last year. John, best case scenario, they're both healthy for a full season. What's the ceiling for Will Fuller playing with Deshaun Watson? How good can this kid be, you think?
I think Will Fuller can have 35 receptions and 18 touchdowns. I mean,
what's his average per, though? Like
26.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, seriously, when's the last time we saw a Texans receiver catch a bomb in multiple games?
Amen. That's
I
right.
I mean, you know, the thing about it is, and this is it's funny because I've watched numerous games on TV or on my computer or whatever the case might be, and you can tell Will is fast. Like, you watching, okay, he's fast, but when you see him down on the field and you realize, oh man, he's got a different gear. Like, there's this gear that he has. It's not even sixth gear. It's just this gear of, I know I've got to turn this thing up and run by you, and I'm about to do it. And he does. And there are throws that are actually over his head. And I wonder sometimes what the quarterbacks are thinking, because I'm sure they've been told, look, just throw it as far as you can. He'll go get it. He'll at least get close. And he has done that. And I think he will continue to do that. But, you know, it's funny because the one touchdown he had in Seattle, you know, he caught the bomb. But the second one really wasn't even for him. If you watch him closely, he runs the route. He sends Sherman to the middle of the field. And then he just turns back the other way. And he's kind of standing there. And then Deshaun threw it to him. So, you give some credit to Deshaun for that, but Will's got that easy speed where he can build up on you, and then he hits a booster and he's gone. So I think that Will's going to continue to be a guy that does catch a low number, 35, 40, low number, 35, 40, but man, they're going to be huge plays. I think it's going to continue along that way. I think Will is tough, but I think they're, you know, last year against the Rams, he got thrown into coverage and breaks a rib or hurt a rib or whatever it was. He's out for a few weeks. He's a tough dude. He's shown that. He's gone across the middle. But I think with the presence of these new tight ends, these young tight ends, if those guys can get up to where Fedorowicz and Griffin were, and obviously you still got Griff there as well, I still think you're going to look at Will as a guy that's going to be able to catch every ball outside the numbers and be a factor outside the numbers, because you can't just leave that safety in the middle of the field. Well, we're just going to run deep with Will Fuller. Well, if you got a tight end that can then get to that area of the field, yeah, that's 25 yards. Like, it's stealing. So I think there are a lot of ways that they can all help each other. And obviously you got the go-to guy with Hop. But I think Will can be 40 to 45 catches. But, man, you know it's going to be 12 to 13 touchdowns a year. And I'll take that every day, all day.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. Johnny Harris joining us for his weekly visit here on the Triple Threat. Johnny, the Texans exercised the fifth-year option on Kevin Johnson. What's the formula for rebuilding Kevin Johnson in 2018?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise that it's got to start with health and then mental health. And I don't mean mental health in a flippant way, but I just think mentally he struggled at the end of last year. I think when his health went on him, he became much, much more grabby. He wanted to clutch. I don't think he trusted his legs and his wheels as much as he had as a rookie or even before he got hurt in that game against the Colts. I mean, he's so quick. His transitional quickness, his ability to T-step and break is better than anybody that I have seen. It's so good, but it's just a matter of staying healthy. And once he gets back healthy, you know, Kevin's a pretty confident dude, but I could see it on his face. I could just see it on him last year. The lack of making a play at a key time or just being in that vicinity or a pass interference at the wrong time, that was really getting to him. And so I think he needed to get away from 2017. I hope he was able to get out of Houston for a little bit and just go get himself healthy, get himself mentally back where he needs to be. And then during OTAs, just get back to that player, the one that can break on the ball in a hiccup and be right in the hip pocket of a receiver and not have to grab and clutch like he was doing. And if he gets that confidence back, then I think that's going to end up being the key, staying healthy and getting his confidence. And, you know, sometimes football just boils down to that. There are times where your body's right, your mind's right, you play right. There's times when your body's wrong, mind's wrong, and you're awful. And that's really where Kevin was at the end of last year. His confidence was just eroded. I think if it's back, I think he's going to play better, way better. And I think with him in combination with Aaron Colvin and then also with J.J.O., if Kevin Johnson can play at that level, then J.J.O. doesn't have to play every single rep. And that keeps him fresh throughout an entire year. Because I know he was banged up at the end of the year. We didn't see the real Jonathan Joseph either. So I think Kevin Johnson is the biggest key to make all that happen in the secondary.
It's Johnny Harris. He joins us each and every week. Johnny, what's going on Texans radio tonight?
Well, Mark's going to stop by. He's going to have a chance to talk about the draft because he's been out the last couple of nights. He's been hobnobbing with the elite, if you will. So he was like, I want to come in and talk about the draft. And I was like, well, okay. I guess when my boss says so, I'm going to do what my boss tells me.
Better follow instructions.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have Hatton get his thoughts on the draft. And Drew and I sat down with the entire schedule and went first-round rookies. Will we see them when we play them, or will they be sitting when we play them? So it was an interesting look at the 13 teams on the schedule and which guys, which rookies we think we'll see and which ones we won't.
Interesting. Yeah, because I'm looking of those five first-round quarterbacks, the Texans see three of them, if I'm counting right, three of them on the schedule next year, right?
Yeah. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield, those three. And Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson, yeah, so those three. So, yeah, absolutely. And it's just a question of will we see them?
Okay.
I hope so. I hope we do.
Yeah, Rack will have a nice little game plan for those rookies.
Yes.
I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I would imagine Rack's going to be the happiest man on the universe if he sees Josh Allen. He can just take the week off. He can just tell Anthony Midget, Midge, you got this thing. Go, brother.
Yeah, just let him throw. It's not going to land near anybody. Just go ahead. Johnny Harris joining us for his weekly visit. Johnny, we appreciate it. As always, have a good show tonight, bud.
Absolutely, boys. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Yep, sounds good. John. Johnny Harris joining us here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.